Full Disclosure by Stormy Daniels with Kevin Carr O'Leary. Read for you by Kate Burton. With a note read by Michael Avenatti, Esquire. To my smart, brave, beautiful daughter, you remind me every day what truly matters.
Note. From the moment I first met her, I knew Stormy Daniels was different. I've had the good fortune to meet a lot of people along the way from different walks of life. Janitors, construction workers, hardworking blue-collar workers, middle managers, executives, working moms, homemakers, and CEOs. From people who were broke and down on their luck to billionaires who will never want for anything. But I've never met anyone quite like Stormy Daniels. What makes Stormy Daniels so unique and so prepared for the important role she has undertaken is that she always owns who she is. She is entirely confident in her own skin every day. She doesn't try to pretend to be something she isn't, not even when sometimes I wish she would. See her Twitter account. In a day and age where image is everything and everyone is vying for that perfect Instagram pic or the ideal tweet, Stormy is herself. That is very refreshing, and it is something to be cherished. Her journey so far has been an amazing one, and we don't know yet where it ends. My hope for this book is that it will let you learn who Stormy Daniels really is. I am confident that when you do, you will agree that we are all very lucky to have her. Michael Avenatti.
Prologue. My phone buzzed again and again, with friends texting me the same message. Happy Stormy Daniels Day. It was 2 o'clock, and I had 2 hours before the city of West Hollywood was set to give me the key to the city at an outdoor ceremony on Santa Monica Boulevard. Mayor John Duran had proclaimed May 23rd to be Stormy Daniels Day, and yes, it seemed just as surreal to me as it did to everyone else. I texted each friend back, sipping a Red Bull. My gay dads, Keith and JD, know to keep the house stocked with energy drinks when I come stay with them in LA. And snacks. If you and I are going to be friends, we need an understanding that there must always be snacks involved. My two bodyguards, Brandon and Travis, pulled up to the house in an SUV. They have been at my side since the beginning of April, when the death threats against me and my family started ratcheting up. But I have never seen them nervous until that moment as they walked up to the house carrying a bag. I had given them a very important mission. Go to Marciano to pick out a dress for me to wear to the ceremony. I'm a small right now, I had told them, but keep in mind, I have big boobs. To hedge their bets, Brandon and Travis bought two dresses, in peach and black, and presented them to me for approval. I narrowed my eyes because hazing the people I love is a favorite pastime, before saying quietly, Guys, you did great. Bodyguards and stylists? I went with the black one, a Capella cutout bandage dress which fit perfectly and kept Thunder and Lightning, my nickname for my breasts, in check. I think I put off buying a dress because I was so nervous about giving a speech. Because I am an adult film actress, director, and dancer, when I meet people, they usually have some nagging question about what gives me the nerve to think I can do something. How do I do porn or take my clothes off on stage in clubs? Or take on the President of the United States? No, the thing that amazes me most about this past year is that I can speak in front of people. Because when I was a student at Scotlandville Magnet High School in my hometown of Baton Rouge, sure, I got straight A's, but I always took a zero rather than talk in front of the class. My fear was so crippling, my voice so shaky, that I could not get out of my seat. The first time this happened was in 9th grade, an oral book report on Little Women. Of course, I read it. I read everything I could back then, and Jo March was the perfect character for me to talk about, because just like me, she wanted to be a writer. More than that, I identified with Jo's frustration with what the world was ready to allow a girl to do.